Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got my good buddy Max Good with us from AmazingRibs.com.
Hey.
That website just gets bigger and bigger and more intrinsic for people, and I like it. I like it. So.
Well, we try.
Yeah, you do try. So the first thing I want to ask you, Max, is we're getting into the holiday season. What does Max Good want for Christmas when it comes to, barbecue, cooking, whatever? I mean, you get pretty much everything comes across your desk to try as far as cookers and stuff, but what do you want? And if you say a pair of socks, I understand.
Well, it is true. I can get my hands on all different kinds of equipment, and it certainly is fun. So as you can imagine, though, that's not something that's on my mind.
Right.
Because I want a new grill or anything of that nature, because I've got a lot of great grills and smokers. I don't know. You know, I think we talked. Didn't we do this last year? And I said I'm a pretty happy guy. I don't know what more I'd want. You know, I've got a great family and it's fun working with Meathead and Amazing Ribs and, you know, doing what we do and see it grow. I'd like to see people get along better worldwide. If I had a magic wand and I could fly over the earth with Santa and wave it all around, I would like to dust the world with a little more peacefulness.
I was going to say, you sound like you're entering a beauty pageant when you say peace on earth, you know, like that.
Oh boy. I don't know. I don't know that I do very well in a beauty pageant. Jeff.
Well, as long as you
maybe
can
as a judge.
I'll judge it. Yeah. If you could have a cigar, you'd do pretty good.
Well, that's true. You and I can light up our stogies and judge the beautiful ladies.
There you go. There you go.
I think we have good taste, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like I told my wife the other night. I said you should embrace your problems. So she came over and gave me a hug. You know.
Well, that was a setup, huh?
Yeah, that believe me, it was. She thinks she's been set up for almost 30 years now. So what can I tell you?
Well, she's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she has to put up with me. Trust me. She has to. So, Max, we talked about this a little bit in the show, but if you were going to recommend for the person that is just getting interested, they're not interested in competing, but they're interested in having a kind of an all-around type unit they can put on their deck. They can cook some steaks. They can cook a pork butt if they wanted to try it. They could do some burgers if they wanted to do it that way. You know, maybe they're hunters. Well, most guys that hunt and fish already got some sort of smoking apparatus,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Big Chief, Little Chief, or, you know, up to Green Mountain Grills or what have you. But what should, first of all, what should people be looking for? And couple of recommendations there real quick on and under those parameters of you know, what devices, what machines should they be looking at?
Well, it's kind of difficult to just narrow that down. That's why I always recommend people go to AmazingRibs.com and check out our product ratings and reviews of grills and smokers. the first thing I always tell people is to think of your price range. You know, not everybody is so tight with the budget that they're like, well, all I can afford is a couple hundred bucks. Not that you can't get something decent in that range, but somebody might say, even though they're just getting started out, they might say, well, I want something durable. I want something quality. I don't want to spend $10,000, but I can spend more than a couple hundred. And then you have the people who really just want the best of the best. And, you know, looking at thousands of dollars just doesn't startle them at all. You know?
Right.
they spend $1,000 on a pair of shoes. You know, so to them, it's not a big deal. So price is where you start, and then do you want to grill or smoke? If you want something that'll do both, if you want something that'll do both, a Weber kettle can smoke and grill.
Sure.
And then there's a few others that can as well. Hasty Bake. We talked a bit about the new Weber smoke fire pellet grill, which appears that it can do both, which is makes it unique among the world of pellet smokers. Although, as I revealed to you, and as we made it clear on our website with the review I did, we've had a limited time to play with it at this point. We are going to get a production model in January, and we'll run it through all our rigorous tests and then report back. But right now, it looks like that one could do them both. Now, if you can get an inexpensive grill and an inexpensive smoker, too. You know, a charcoal grill can get plenty hot to do any kind of searing you want, whereas a lot of gas grills can't unless they have sear burners. So these are all considerations as you move forward. And again, a good place to start is with my reviews. You can search by price, grill, smoker, Kamado, charcoal, gas, you know, the different things that you're looking for and start to get some ideas. But if you want to get an inexpensive grill, unless you have some kind of restriction or you just cannot stand the idea of handling black charcoal, an inexpensive charcoal grill will sear beautifully, whereas an inexpensive gas grill may or may not. And then you can get an inexpensive smoker like the Pit Barrel cooker, which is $300. And now they have a smaller size of Pit Barrel Junior that's about $230, $240. And it's real easy to operate. Hardly any assembly required. You just pop it out of the box and start smoking, Jeff.
Yep.
There's hundreds and hundreds of options out there. When people say, what's the best grill? What's the best smoker? I have to go into my long-winded speech that I just gave here.
Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. So let's switch gears and talk stocking stuffers. Now, we talked about digital thermometers in the regular show. We talked about some gloves. We talked about, you know, a number of things like that. But again, what is something that if your dad, if your uncle, if your aunt, if your best friend's father, who you all, you know, and the families are tight and you always get something for him and he's a barbecue guy, what's something that somebody could give to them that's, you know, relatively inexpensive, say under $40, $50, something like that, that would be kind of useful to them?
Oh, well, if they don't have Meathead, the Science of Great Barbecue and Grilling, Meathead's award-winning New York Times bestseller, then that's a really good one. And, you know, that's relatively inexpensive. And, people might say, well, wait a minute, a lot of that is on your website. And that's true. But I got to tell you, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like having it in a book. I can bring it out of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. I don't have a tablet, you know, and looking at it like many do. And moreover, there is some content in the book that's not on the website. You know, he felt that it was important to do it that way for obvious reasons. You know, if you want to make a book that people want to buy, you can't just make it an absolute carbon copy of the website. So
right.
That's a nice one to have. I'm looking through some of our gift guides here now as we speak. You know, knives, thermometers, things of that nature.
Well, and I don't think they can ever go wrong with seasonings. You know,
seasoning.
If they've been somewhere, they've eaten some barbecue somewhere, and, you know, they've, you know, Brother Billy's barbecue shop in East Texas or something, and they ask what kind of seasonings it was, because people do this to me all the time. I'm sure that they do it to you guys too, but they'll say, well, I was just down in Florida and had some great barbecue, and I brought you back a bottle of their best seasoning. Then I'll try it, you know. I'm always open to trying things. And sometimes they're great, sometimes they're average. Very, you know, normally there's not ones that you go, ugh, and you don't ever want to do it again. But
it's a lot of them are predominantly salt, and you know, we put salt in most barbecue meat recipes at any rate. And I as you can imagine, I get a lot of rubs and things of that nature, and it's nice because if I'm in a hurry or I'm just testing something, and I think I mentioned to you, a lot of times I'll cook up something and I just bring it to our local community crisis center where the ladies down there are always happy to see me. And, you know, knowing that these pre-made rubs and seasonings are good, I do prefer the homemade ones that we have recipes for on our website. But, you know, I love convenience. I love just reaching in the cupboard and having something there and using it, knowing it's going to be good. Because like you said, I don't think I've ever gotten, of all the different rubs and stuff that people have been kind enough to give me, I don't recall any that I just went,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you've always got some that you prefer over others for whatever.
Now, there is, Jeff, there is one barbecue sauce, though.
Yeah, I knew we were coming to that.
Absolutely, you need to have it. And that is, of course, my own Black Swan gourmet barbecue sauce, which is on Amazon finally, but we sold out within the first week, and I had to ship the guy some more. So it's, you can't get it. Well, you can't get the gift sets right now. He's got some of the single SKUs up on Amazon if people would like to try it. But we will have the gift sets back really soon, hopefully within the next few days.
So I got a question for you about that. You've got your cognac-based sauce there. So how many bottles of cognac did you go through while you were testing? And then how many bottles of cognac do you remember going through while you were while you were creating this sauce?
Well, actually, when I was making that sauce, I was kind of a cognac guy. So I went through more bottles of cognac even that had nothing to do with making the sauce. But it's not like half cognac. There's just a little in there, but it does make a difference. If I leave it out, you would notice it. It has it just gives it all the alcohol is boiled off when we cook it.
Oh, sure.
Everything down.
Sure.
But it really gives it just a nice subtle aroma and taste. It's almost hard to put your finger on it, you know.
I was just curious if it was one of those old, like a movie gag where they go, okay, one for you, two for me, one for you, two for me type thing.
Well, I guess I don't clearly recall, Jeff, but it was probably something like that.
I got it.
Probably something like that. You know, we talked about cigars earlier. It's in my younger days, me and my pals, we could be whooping it up all day, having a barbecue or whatever, you know, grilling. We're outside. But at the end of the night, didn't matter if it was snowing or what outside, we throw some logs on my fire pit, and out came the cigars, and out came the cognac, and we sat in a circle and had a good time.
There you go. So I'll give you one last question here, Max. What's your favorite Christmas dinner. This time of year, I try to get the listeners to have a little insight into my guests personally. So what's your favorite Christmas dinner?
Ooh, well, that's also, I hate to keep sounding like I'm vague here, but that I as we probably discussed, my wife is Chinese, and when her family comes over, for some reason, they just don't like turkey. They like the stuffing, but they don't like turkey. So over the past few years, I'm trying to come up with new ideas. And for Thanksgiving, my son's turning into quite a chef. We made Meathead's pork belly porchetta, which was very good. And now my son wants to make beef Wellington for Christmas. So
there you go.
You know, we're just trying new things to kind of see what my gourmet in-laws will go for.
Well, I'm kind of a traditionalist in that, and we gave up turkey for Thanksgiving 45 years ago because I like turkey. I just don't like a lot of turkey. You know, I like the gizzards and livers and stuff actually better than I like the white meat. So anyway, we kind of stay with a prime rib on one of the meals and usually a ham on the other ones. Christmas Eve dinner is always a little lighter. It's a kind of a chowder and ham and Caesar salad type deal. And then the Christmas Day is when all the yahoos come over to my house and that's when we get down to a rib roast and some twice baked potatoes and a couple other things, and everybody has a good time. And that's when the cognac breaks out,
you know? And the stogies. Huh? Yeah. Well, I'll have to come visit you one of these years.
Yeah, you're welcome to
feast with the crew. Well, thank you. Yeah, I love the holiday, whole holiday season. I got my Christmas music playing all the time now, and got the decorations up. It's just, it really is my favorite time of year.
You bet. Well, Max Good from AmazingRibs.com, and you can see all Max's reviews on AmazingRibs.com, and don't forget to check out his barbecue sauce. And I haven't had a cognac yet today.
All this talk of cognac is making us slur our speech thinking about it.
Imagine that. Black Swan. You can You can find it on Amazon. I think he's got his own website. You can find out about it on Amazing Ribs. Or you can just call Max and he'll talk to you about it for a long time as long as you got a cigar. So
you know me well, Jeff.
There you go. Well, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, my friend.
Well, same to you, pal, and thank you for inviting me on your show once again. It's always a pleasure, and hope to be talking to you soon. And happy holidays to everyone listening.
Well, thank you very much. We'll be back next week with another edition of Barbecue Nation, and then After Hours here on the web version. So enjoy your week, everybody, and happy holidays.